B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. We're going to start four lines from the top of the Amud. Iboyelu, in the yeshiva they asked the following question. Mahu lahazkir shel Chanukah b'birchas hamozin. We know that you have to say Al Hanisim on Chanukah in Shmoneh Esra. That was the Ikkah of Chanukah, is in order to praise Hashem lahalel ulahoido. It's like we saw in the Gemara before, on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The question is, do we mention Chanukah, do we say Al HaNisim in Birchas HaMozin as well? Says the Gemara, what the two sides of the question? Kiven de midrabonon hu leimad karinon, do we say that only things like Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which have a biblical source, they get mentioned in Birchas HaMozin? Chanukah, that's derabonon, it doesn't. Or do we say that since Chanukah has an added aspect and value of the fact that it's got to be mefarsim the Nes, it's got to publicize the Nes of Chanukah, therefore we should put it into Birchas HaMozin? Rav Huna holds Einoi Mazkir. You do not need to mention Al HaNisim in Birchas HaMozin. V'imbola Hazkir. If you do want to mention it, Mazkir Boido, then you put it into the Bracha of Noidelecha. It's part of the praise. Don't put it into the bracha of Rachim as we do with the Yalev Yovoi. Rav Huna bar Yehuda iklo lebei Rava. Rav Huna was visiting Rava. Sovar laadkurei beboinei Yerushalayim. And he wanted to say the Al HaNisim on Chanukah in Rachim, in the bracha that finishes off, boinei Yerushalayim. Omalu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said to him, Ketfila. Look at the Shmoneh Esra. Where did we put Al HaNisim in Shmoneh Esra? In the bracha of Hoidah. In the bracha of Moedim. Why? Because it's supposed to be Hoidah. It's a praise. Ma Tfilah b'Hoidah. Since we understood in Tfilah that this is Al HaNisim is part of Hoidah, af Birchas HaMozin b'Hoidah. So too, regarding Birchas HaMozin, don't put it in the bracha of Boinei Yerushalayim. Put it in the bracha of Noidelecha, which is Hoidah. Continues the Gemara. Iboy Elohu, Mahu lahazkir Rosh Chodesh b'Birchas HaMozin. Do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in Birchas HaMozin? We know that there's Yalev Yavoi that you say in the Bracha of Boinei Yerushalayim, and there we mention Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. What about Rosh Chodesh? Im timta loima b'Chanukah derabonon loy tzarech. If you say that the reason that you do not have to mention Chanukah in Birchas HaMozin is because Chanukah is only a yom tov derabonon, Rosh Chodesh da'iraisa tzarech. However, Rosh Chodesh, which is mentioned in the Torah, then we would have to mention it. Oy dilma, no. Maybe kiven deloy asur ba'asiyas melacha, unlike Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, where there's an Issa Melacha, and that's why it's mentioned in Yalev Yavoi, but Rosh Chodesh, where there's no Issa Melacha, Lo Mazkirinon. It's less of a Yontov, it's less Kodosh, and therefore you would not mention it. That was the two tzadim of the question. Says the Gemara, Rav Omar Mazkir, Rav says you do mention Rosh Chodesh in Yalev Yavoi in Birchas HaMozin. Reb Chanina Omer, Einu Mazkir. Reb Chanina says you do not say Yalev Yavoi and Rosh Chodesh in Birchas HaMozin. Omer of Zerika, Nekait de Rav B'Yotcha. He says that you should follow the ruling of Rav that says that you do mention Rosh Chodesh and Yalev Yavoi in Birchas HaMozin. Dekoi Reb Oishia Kavosei, because Reb Oishia in Ebraisa held the same way. Detoni Reb Oishia, Yomim Shiyesh Bohem Korban Musaf. Those days where there is a Korban Musaf, the days that we say Tfilas Musaf, and they are Kagoin, Rosh Chodesh, V'Choylei Shel Moed. Then on those days, Arvis, V'Shacharis, U'Mincha, the three main Tfilas of the day, Mispalil Shmoneh Esra, V'Oimer M'en HaMu'ura Ba'Avoida. You daven a regular Shmoneh Esra, but you mention in the Bracha of Avoida in Ritzei, you say Yalev Yavoi, Me'en HaMu'ura, as a reflection of the occasion of the Yontav. V'im Loi Omar, Machzir Noi say, if you forgot Yalev Yavoi in any of those days, in Shmoneh Esra and Tfilah, you have to go back. V'ein Bem Kiddush Al HaKois, on any of those days you do not say Kiddush. V'yesh Bohen as Korah B'Birchas HaMozin, and we do mention them in Birchas HaMozin. One of these days is Rosh Chodesh. So you see explicitly that you mention the Rosh Chodesh in Birchas HaMozin. And the Braisa continues, Yomim She'ein Bem Korban Musaf, those days where there is no Korban Musaf, Kegoin, Sheni v'chamishi, Mondays, Thursdays, v'tainyos, days, fast days. They used to make a tanis when there was a year of drought. U'ma'amodos, and those days that some of Klal Yisrael would fast, called the ma'amodos, which are sugyas in Maseches Tainis. And just very quickly, just to explain what they are, we know that every korban, the owners of the korban have to be standing at the time of the hakrava, they have to be present. The korban tomid is brought from the money of the whole of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of the whole of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are not standing there. So what Chazal did was they split up Klal Yisrael into 24 groups. In each group, there was part of that group, and every week was a different group. Part of that group would go into the Beis HaMikdash and be present on behalf of Klal Yisrael to oversee the Korban Tomid. The rest of the group, they would fast on Mondays and Thursdays during their week. And that was called Ma'amodos, and they had special tefillos they would say then, and these are sugyas we're going to learn about in Maseches Tainis. Now the Gemara interjects and says, Sheini v'chamishi, Mondays and Thursdays, what's the difference Mondays and Thursdays to Sundays, Tuesdays or Wednesdays or any other day? Says the Gemara, no. Ela sheini v'chamishi v'sheini shel tainyos v'mamodos. The Braisa doesn't mean a regular Monday and Thursday. It means the Mondays, Thursdays, Mondays, the tanesim of the mamodos, or the tanesim of the when they would fast because of the drought. Then arvis v'shacharis u'mincha, Mispel Shmoneh Esrei, the three regular tefillos of the day, they would daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei. Va'omer me'ena me'ura, they would add in anenu into the Shmoneh Esrei, but Shemei Tefillah, in Shemei Tefillah. V'im lo yomar, but if you didn't say anenu, ein machzir no yisai, he does not need to go back. Va'ein b'em kiddush ala kois, obviously there's not yomim toivim, there's no kiddush there. Va'ein b'em azkora b'birchas hamozin, they do not get mentioned in birchas hamozin. Continues the Gemara. Ibo Elohu, Mahu lahazkir shel Chanukah b'musafin. We know that Chanukah, on a regular Chanukah day, there's no musaf. But there is at least twice where Chanukah is going to be mentioned, where it's going to have a musaf. And that is on Shabbos of Chanukah and on Rosh Chodesh. Every single Chanukah has Rosh Chodesh Teves in it, and Rosh Chodesh has musaf. The question is, do you say Al Hanisim in Musaf on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah? Ma'u lehazkir shel Chanukah b'musafin. Given the less bay Musaf b'didei, do we say that since Chanukah on its own right is not what makes us daven Musaf, therefore if you have Musaf because it's Shabbos, because it's Rosh Chodesh, then Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are not a reason to say Al Hanisim? It's the Chanukah that is reason to say Al Hanisim, and Chanukah is not reason to say Musaf. Therefore, in Musaf on Chanukah, you don't say Al Hanisim, or Oydilma, Yoimu Shechayev Barba Tfilis. In the same way as Shachris and Mincha and Ma'ariv, since the Chanukah requires Al Hanisim, and the Tfilis of the Chanukah days require Al Hanisim. So those days of Chanukah that have three tefillos, it's three tefillos. Those that have four tefillos, all four tefillos. That was the question that was asked. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda de Amrit Harvayu, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both hold, Einoi Mazkir, you do not say Al Hanisim in Musaf on Chanukah. Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanon de Amrit Harvayu, Mazkir. Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanon argue and say that you do say Al Hanisim in Musaf on Chanukah, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Omar Abayid Rav Yosef, Holder of Yehuna of Rav Yehuda, this that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said that you do not mention Al Hanisim, the Rav who it seems to follow an opinion of Rav. Domer of Gidl Omar Rav, Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yis b'Shabbos, a regular Rosh Chodesh that was on Shabbos. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Hamaftir b'Novi. When you say Haftira b'Shabbos, ein etzerich lehazkir she Rosh Chodesh. In the brachas at the end of the Haftira, you mention Shabbos, but you do not mention Rosh Chodesh. Shel Mole Shabbos ein Novi b'Rosh Chodesh. The whole reason that you say Haftira is only because of Shabbos. On Rosh Chodesh, there's no Maftir, there's no Haftira, and since the whole reason that you say Haftira is Shabbos, therefore in the brachas of the Haftira, you only mention Shabbos. And that's similar to what we saw here. Al Hanisim in Musaf on Chanukah. The whole reason there's a Musaf is because it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh do not have Al Hanisim. Therefore, you do not mention Al Hanisim. So this Rav seems to be the source of what Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan said, of what Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said. Says the Gemara, it's no proof from that Rav. Midomi, no. Hosom novidurish chodesh lekeklel. The whole concept of having a haftarah is strange to Rosh Chodesh. There is never a Rosh Chodesh that requires or that has any haftarah. And since there's no haftarah, you don't mention ever in the brachos of haftarah, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Hocha, but in the case of saying alanisim in Musaf, isya ba'arvis v'shachris mincha. The tefillahs of the day, since they are Chanukah tefillahs, they are tefillahs that are said on Chanukah, and a regular shachris, you don't say alanisim. But if it's a shachris on Chanukah, you say alanisim, and ma'ariv you say alanisim, and mincha you say alanisim. So it could be that Musaf, you also say alanisim. It being that it's a tefillah on Chanukah, it can have an alanisim, and it's not as strange as Rosh Chodesh and Mafteh and Aftera. You never ever say Aftera on Rosh Chodesh. Ela leho damya. If you want to find a halacha from Rav that's similar to this halacha, the Omer Rav Dovoy, Omer Rav, Masna Omer Rav, Yontov Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos. What happens again? We're talking about Yontov on Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh. It's now Shabbos with Yontov. Hamaftir b'novi b'mincha b'Shabbos. The custom used to be that not only do you say Aftaira after Shachris before Musa for the end of Kriyas Aftaira, but with mincha as well, they would say Aftaira in mincha, but only on Shabbos, not on Yontov. So what happens? The brachas at the end of the maftir, the end of the Aftaira of mincha on Shabbos and Yontov, do you mention Yontov or not? So Rav said, "Ein tzarich lehazkir shel Yomtiv," even though Yomtiv itself knows about Haftarah. And the proof is that a regular Yomtiv, there is a Haftarah after Kriyas Haftarah by Shachris. Just it happens to be that on Yomtiv you don't need to say Haftarah by Mincha. So it's not as if it's a concept that's strange to Yomtiv. But since the Haftarah of Mincha is not one that Yomtiv ever causes, it's only Shabbos causes it, there's a question, do you mention Yontov in those brachas after the Haftarah with Mincha? And that's similar to mentioning Al HaNisim on Musaf on Chanukah. And the Rav says, Ein tzorich lehazkir shel Yontov, you do not need to mention Yontov. Shel Moli Shabbos, Ein Novi b'mincha b'yomtov. Because if not that it's Shabbos, you wouldn't have a Haftarah by Mincha. So now that you have Haftarah for Mincha, it's only Shabbos. It's nothing to do with the Yontov, and therefore you do not have to mention the Yontov. Similarly with us, since Musaf is never something that Chanukah brings on, therefore when you have Chanukah, it's because it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you do not need to say Al HaNisim, since Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh do not require Al HaNisim. Continues the Gemara. V'les hilchasa k'chol hanishmaitza. And Rashi brings that we saw now three halachas. We had the halacha of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda that said that you do not mention Al HaNisim on Musaf of Chanukah. We had Rav Gidl that says that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh by the Novi on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We had Rav Achdovoy who said that you do not mention Yontov by the Haftarah after Mincha. All these three, the halacha is not like them. And you always mention Me'ena Me'ura, you always have to mention whether it's Yontov, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, whether it's Chanukah. You do mention it in all the tefillahs. Elo ki ha'adam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We follow Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says that Yom HaKippurim Shechol Yois B'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur happens to be Shabbos, HaMispalil Ne'ila Tzorech Lahazkir Shel Shabbos. Even though there's no concept of Ne'ila on Shabbos, but Yom Kippur you have to have a Ne'ila. And since you do not ever have Ne'ila on Shabbos, do you have to end off the Ne'ila Brocha mentioning Shabbos, or is it sufficient to mention just Yom Kippur? So according to all those opinions we just mentioned, you wouldn't mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah, because Shabbos has never got anything to do with Ne'ilah. And the Gemara Rabbi Shua ben Levi says you do mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah. Yom hu shenischayev ba'arba tefillos. Since it's Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur happens to be on Shabbos, and it's the day which is Shabbos Yom Kippur, which is mechuyev in four tefillos, besides for Ma'ariv the night before, and therefore you have to mention Shabbos in the bracha of Ne'ilah as well. Asks the Gemara, Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. We seem to have a contradiction in halachas. Omras Hilchasa Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You just said that halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that you have to mention Shabbos with Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, even though Shabbos itself is not a reason for Ne'ilah. The kaimel on hilchas Rova. At the same time, the aloch is like Rova. That what? To Omar Rova. Yom tov shechol yeis b'Shabbos. If you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, they fall together. Shliach tzibur ayered lifnei atevo arvis. Mayriv on Leil Shabbos, that's also Leil Yom Tov. And we know that there's a special aloha, even though a regular Mayriv, there's no Chazoras HaShatz, but on Friday night, there is a Chazoras HaShatz, a type of Chazoras HaShatz, what we call the Mogin Ovis. And you only say that on Friday night, not on Yom Tov. The reason you say it on Friday night is because the shuls used to be and typically were outside in the fields, and if somebody was going to daven his Shemoneh Esrei a little bit longer, he would be afraid and it would be dangerous if he was left alone to walk home on himself at the end of davening. Therefore, they added on a type of Chazaras HaShatz to stretch out the davening to allow everybody to finish so they can all walk home together and not have to walk through the dark fields on their own. And for reasons discussed in the Rishonim, on Yom Tov this did not apply. So what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, that a shliach tzibur yored lifnei ateva arvis einu tzarech lahazkir shel Yom Tov. If it's Friday night and also Yom Tov, do you mention Yom Tov in Mogin Ovis? Rava says you do not mention Yom Tov in Mogin Ovis. According to what we said now, that you mentioned Shabbos in the Ila, why should you not mention Yom Tov in Mogin Ovis? Shel mole Shabbos ein shliach tzibur yored arvis b'Yom Tov. Because the reason that Rava says, which seems to follow all those opinions that we just said, the halacha was not like them, and that is that since only Shabbos requires Mogin Ovis and Yom Tov doesn't, you don't need to mention Yom Tov. This seems to contradict Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Says the Gemara, no. Hocha hashta, I'll explain it to you. Hosom, over there in the case of Mogin Ovis, bedin hu dafilu Shabbos nami lo tzorich. Even Shabbos doesn't need a Chazoros HaShatz. We never say Chazoros HaShatz with Mayriv. V'rabonanu detikunoi mishum sakona. The Chachomim said, stretch out the davening a little bit, so it shouldn't be a sakona for those who are davening a bit longer and staying behind. Say a Mogin Ovis on Friday night. But even Shabbos is not mechayivit. Aval hocha Yom Tov hu shenischayiv b'arba tfilois. It's not the same as Ne'ila, where it's the day itself, it's the Yom Tov, which is Mechayev, the four tefillos of the daytime. And since the Yom Tov is also Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in all of them. Mogin Ovis is nothing to do with Mayriv. It's not even got anything to do with Shabbos per se. It's just to do with, technically, on Friday night, we want to stretch out the tefillah. You say Mogin Ovis, but there's no reason in the world to have to mention Yom Tov there. Continues the Gemara. V'loi be'alyo v'chulei, etc. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, V'loi be'alyo, V'loi b'chelev. You're not allowed to use chelev, which are fats that are not allowed to be eaten. You're not allowed to use them for burning the Shabbos candles. Nochum Amodi Oimer in the Mishnah, Daf Chof Amud Beis, Nochum Amodi says, Madlikin b'chelev mevushal. If the chelev has been cooked, you're allowed to use it in the Shabbos candles. V'chachomim Oimer, the Chachomim say, Echod mevushal, v'echod she'enei mevushal, ein madlikin boy, irrespective of whether it's been cooked or not, you're not allowed to use them. Now it seems that the Tanakhama that say v'loi b'chelev, and the Chachomim who say, Echod mevushal, v'echod she'enei mevushal, ein madlikin boy, it seems they're saying the same thing. They're both arguing with Nochum Amodi. Nochum Amodi says you're allowed to use chelev mevushal, and they both argue. Why do they have to have twice in the Mishnah the same opinion? Says the Gemara, Chachomim hainu Tanakama. The Chachomim seem to be the same as the Tanakama. Says the Gemara, Ika benayu derabroino amarav. You'll remember on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, we had a sugya. The sugya there of Beroino amarav, chelev muhutoch. A question whether you have melted fats, are you allowed to use them for the candles? We had there machleikus, a discussion that even though you're not allowed to use these melted fats on their own, if you dilute them with fats that are kosher, with oils that are kosher to be used on their own, are you allowed to use it this way on Shabbos, for the Shabbos candles? We had one opinion says you're not allowed to because you may end up using it on its own as well. The other opinion says it's only also on its own. If you dilute it, you are allowed to use it. So the Gemara says here that the two opinions regarding Chelev HaMuhutach, or regarding Chelev HaMavushal, which is the same thing Rashi says, are these two opinions. When it says in the Mishnah, V'loi b'chelev, you're not allowed to use fats, that means you're not allowed to use them on their own. But maybe you're allowed to use them if it's diluted. When it says in the Chachomim Oimrim, Echod Mevushal ve'Echod She'ene Mevushal Ein Madlikin Boy, again, it's certainly talking about if you're using it on its own, but maybe if it's diluted, you are allowed to use it. So the two opinions in the Mishnah, they're not saying the same. One of them allows you to dilute them, the other one does not allow us to dilute them. The Shaila is, which opinion holds that it's mutter to dilute it and which one not? That the Gemara says, V'loi Masayimi, there's no conclusive proof whether it's the Tanakama or the Chachomim who say that you're allowed to use it if it's been diluted in other kosher oils. Continues the Gemara, let's see the next Mishnah. Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov, one's not allowed to burn, one's not allowed to light candles for yom tov, on yom tov, with truma that is become tomei, and one has to burn it. You're not allowed to use the truma to burn your candles on yom tov. And the Gemara we saw previously on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, there's a machlokes amiroim how to understand this Gemara, how to understand this line in the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Ein Madlikin Beitron, one is not allowed to use the clear oil from pitch in the Shabbos candles, Mipnei Kveid Shabbos, it's not covered for Shabbos because of the smell. Continues the Mishnah. V'chachomim matirin b'chol hashmonim. The Chachomim allow us to use the following oils, even though there may be reason in each one not to be allowed to use them, to be allowed to use them for Shabbos candles, but the Chachomim say one is allowed to use them, and we'll see in the Gemara each one why there should be reason not to allow it. B'shemen shumshemin, the oil from sesame, b'shemen egoizim, from nuts, b'shemen tznoinois, the oils from radish, b'shemen dogim, the oils of fish, b'shemen pekuois, or the oils from squash, from kora, b'itron, as we saw before, it's the clear oil from pitch. Rabbi Shmuel said you're not allowed to use it. The Chachomim said you are allowed to use it. Beneft is a type of oil that comes from pitch. In all those, the Chachomim say you are allowed to use them for Shabbos. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer Ein Madlikin Elo B'Shemen Zayas Bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon says you should only use olive oil for your Shabbos candles. Says the Gemara, Mai Tama. What's the reason? What's the source that you're not allowed to use truma tamea for your Shabbos candles, for your yontov candles, more accurately. Lefisha ein soyrfin kochim b'yontov. We know there's a halacha that you're not allowed to burn kochim. Kochim is osur b'hana if it became tomei. You're not allowed to burn kochim on yontov, and therefore the same way as you're not allowed to burn kochim on yontov, you're also not allowed to burn truma tamea on yontov. What's the makor? What's the source that you're not allowed to burn kochim on for your yontov candles? Now Rashi explains that the question is that it's true that you're only allowed to cook on yontov and burn something on yontov if you're allowed to have benefit from it on yontov. You're not allowed to have benefit from this. However, there should be an assay doichalos assay. We have a rule that mitzvah assay overrides a mitzvah lois assay. Doing a melacha that's not oichel nefesh on yontov is a mitzvah lois aseh. Burning kochim is a mitzvah aseh. It says be'esh tisroifu. So why does the mitzvah of be'esh tisroifu not override the issa, the melacha of cooking or burning on yontov? So there must be a pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to burn kochim on yontov, and therefore you can't use the rule of aseh doichel lois aseh. Says the Gemara. Omar Chizkia, v'chein tonu de bechizkia. Omar Kro, it says in the pasuk regarding hektish. V'lo yisoy siru mimenu ad boiker. You're not allowed to leave over any of the korban until the morning. We're talking here about the korban Pesach. The korban Pesach had to be eaten on Pesach night. You were not allowed to leave any of it over for the next morning. V'ano yisoy mimenu ad boiker, and anything that got left over till the morning, you have to burn it. The question is, why does it have to say twice ad boiker? You just said lo yisasiru mimenu ad boiker. Don't leave anything over till the morning, and then the pasuk should just say v'hanoisor mimenu. If it got left over, burn it. Why does it say again ad boiker? She'ein talmud lo ima ad boiker. We don't need the second time Ad Boiker. Ma Talmud Leima Ad Boiker. What is the second Ad Boiker coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, Bo'a Kosov Litin Le Boiker Sheini Lisrei Fosoi. It's an explicit posuk that says, don't burn it the next morning, which is when it became Noisa. Burn it the following morning, which is Chol HaMoed, and then you're allowed to burn the Kochim. So you see a clear posuk that there's Kochim that has to be burned, not because it's Tomei, but because it's Noisar. And you don't burn it on Yontav, you burn it the following morning. Abaya Omar, Abaya brings a different posuk. Omar Kroy, it says in the posuk, Oilas Shabbas B'Shabbatoy. You're only allowed to be makriv, to offer onto the Mizbeach, the korban oila of Shabbos, on Shabbos. You're not allowed to burn meat on Shabbos. The only korban you're allowed to put on the Mizbeach was the Shabbos korbanis. V'loy oilas choyl b'Shabbos, but the oila, which is brought on a weekday, is not allowed to be put, the limbs, the fats, are not allowed to be put on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. V'loy oilas choyl b'yom tov, nor are you allowed to offer up the limbs and the fats that were nikrav, that were shechted in the korbanos of Erev Yontov, you're not allowed to offer them up on Yontov. And the question is how you see from Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoy that you're not allowed to be makriv the Oilas Choyl on Yontov, but either way, that's the halacha. So if you're not allowed to offer up the kosher and the good Evorim and the Pedorim, that means the limbs and the fats of kosher korbonis of Erev Yontov, you're not allowed to burn them on Yontov. Even more so, you're not allowed to burn kochim which need to be burnt, that are not allowed to be nikrav on the Mizbeach. Of course, you're not allowed to do that on Yontov. So that's a second source that you're not allowed to burn kochim that has to be burnt on Yontov. Rava Omar, a third source, says Rava. Omar, it says in the Pasuk, Hu levado ye'ose lochem. The Pasuk says as follows, and this is talking about Yom Tov. The Pasuk says, Uvayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, Uvayom Ashvi Mikra Kodesh, Ye lochem, Kol melocho lo ye'ose bohem, Ach ashe ye'ochi lochol nefesh, which means anything that's oichol nefesh that you're using to eat on Yom Tov, Hu levado ye'ose lochem, only that is allowed to be done for you. And these words, hu levado yose lochem, seem to be extra. We don't need them. It could just have said, ach, ashe ye'oche lechol nefesh, yose lochem. What's the hu levado yose lochem? Says the Gemara, these extra words are coming to teach us halachas. Hu, when it says that you're allowed to cook it, v'loy machshirin, you're allowed to do malocha that's preparing food to eat. But you're not allowed to do a malocha to prepare yourself to be able to prepare food. For example, you're not allowed to make a knife. You need a knife. You're allowed to use a knife on Yontov to prepare food, but you're not allowed to create a knife because you want to prepare food. That's called machshirin, it's osa. Levadoi, the word levadoi is telling us v'loi milo sheloi bizmano. Mitzvah bris mila is the eighth day when a baby is, after a baby boy is born, there's a mitzvah chiyuv to do bris mila. Even if it's Shabbos, Yontov, there's a chiyuv. What happens if, for whatever reason, good or bad, it's not the eighth day? It's 9, 10, 11, it's mila sheloi bizmanoi. So the halach is that we are not doicha Shabbos or Yontov from it. Now, even though there's a kal v'chomer, which we're not going to discuss now, we're going to see this later on in Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, but there is a kal v'chomer that would seemingly allow you to do a mila, even though it's sheloi bizmanoi, on Yom Tov, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Gemara says that we learn from here, levadoi v'loi mila sheloi bizmano da'asya b'kal v'choyme. Even though you have a kal v'choyme, the Pasuk says, since there's no good reason you should do the mila today on Yom Tov, you can do it for the same price tomorrow, why do it on Yom Tov? You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And since we see in this Pasuk that any mitzvah that can be done after Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, so too burning kochim. There's no reason that you should have to do it now on Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah to burn it. You'll burn it after Yom Tov. And therefore, like Mila is done after Yom Tov, if it's Shalei Bizmano, so too burning kochim is not done on Yom Tov. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi gives now a fourth makor, that the Pasuk says, Shabbos, Shabbosoin. The truth is, it doesn't say the word Shabbos. It just says Shabbos. The pasuk goes like this: Ach b'chamisha also yom lachodesh hashvi, the 15th day of Tishri. Ba'os b'chem es tvoas ha'oretz tachoygu es chag Hashem shivas yomim. Ba'yom orishon Shabbosoin, the first day of Sukkos is a yomtiv. U'ba'yom hashmini Shabbosoin, and the eighth day is also a yomtiv. Shabbosoin, asay. Till now we assumed that there's an issa to do melacha on yontiv, and that was the psukim we mentioned at the beginning of the sugya. The posuk, Rashi brings a posuk at the beginning of the sugya that says kol melacha, but the mefarshim say there is no such posuk by yontiv. The psukim by yontiv go kol melacha lo yose bohem. Whatever the pasuk is, the sugi is built, according to Rashi, that it's asei doicha loisaseh. There's a loisaseh not to do the melacha on yontiv. We wanted the asei of Sreifat Kochim to be doicha the yontiv, the issa of doing a melacha on yontiv. But we're not aware that keeping the alochas of yontiv is also mitzvah asei. Now we see that it says Shabbosin, there's a chiyuv of a mitzvah asei to rest on yontiv. Now that there's an assay to keep the halachas of yontiv, so yontiv is an assay v'lo yisaseh. And the rule is that an assay is doicha lo yisaseh, but an assay is not doicha lo yisaseh v'assay. V'hava le yontiv assay v'lo yisaseh, v'ein assay doicha es lo yisaseh v'assay. And therefore we do not need all those previously mentioned psukim. It's enough that we know that keeping the halachas of yontiv is also a lo yisaseh, also an assay. And therefore, there's no reason that the mitzvah saseh of burning kochim should override yontiv, since it's not eichel nefesh. You're not allowed to have hanah from the kochim that you're burning, and therefore you're not allowed to burn it on yontiv. And that's why the Mishnah says, ein madlikin shemen seifa biyontiv, and the Gemara said, lefisha ein seifin kochim biyontiv. Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to carry on from here.